Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I'm Sister Amara, joined by my two lovely co-hosts, Auntie Kareecha Ibrahim and Auntie Hawa Surti, and we're delighted to be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamualaikum, Auntie Hawa, how are you keeping?
Walaikum salam, alhamdulillah, and hope to hear the same from all the people.
Good to have you in the studio, Auntie Hawa.
Jazakallah.
You're looking nice and cool today.
Oh, thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Kareecha, how are you keeping?
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You're also looking nice and cool, Auntie Kareecha.
Well, it is very hot outside.
Very, very hot.
I think yesterday was worse.
I think it will get slow.
It will get a bit hotter later.
Inshallah, it's up till Sunday, and then afterwards we can expect some rain, inshallah. And a little I know is best.
Amen.
Yes. Well, today we're looking at unconventional ways to use summer fruits. And we also want to talk a bit about unusual things you keep in the fridge, you know. And also, Auntie Kareecha, what recipes can we look forward to in today's program?
Today we have three recipes. The one is a China fruit salad recipe. Then there is one honey and mustard chicken strips. And then there is a Thai mango salad and spicy Thai peanut sauce recipe. That's courtesy of Rohana Ibrahim.
Yes, and Rohana is our guest, and she's already online. So, you know, summertime brings out the best and most exotic fruit and veggies. Today we dip into the popular blog and Instagram page Mama Taught Me Well and find out what Rohana has been up to in her kitchen. Assalamu alaikum, Rohana, welcome back to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, jazakallah for having me on.
Jazakallah khair, Rohana. Yes, we're all delighted to have you back on the show again. Rohana, your post in Instagram has basically left us in awe, you know, all mouth-watering, dishes you're actually coming up with. If you look at the pictures of your fresh fruits and the goodness you post, you have to ask, what is your favorite summer fruit?
My personal favorites are mangoes and watermelon. Very refreshing in the summer heat when it's chilled. But for people that are like diabetic or insulin sensitive, it's something they should actually watch eating like portions, controlled portions, because it's very high in natural sugar.
And I think mangoes are very high in natural sugar as well. You know, there's a lot of sweetness, a lot of sugar in mangoes, you know?
Gee.
Okay.
So be very careful on how much you eat of it.
Correct, yes. And watermelons, again, I don't think the sugar content is so high in watermelons and is in sugar or leeches or the melons for that matter.
No, melons actually are high in sugar. So people that are diabetic should only keep to 2 slices at a time.
And Auntie Kareecha is actually laughing because she's definitely a diabetic and she's laughing, yes. But I say everything in moderation. Yes, okay. Now, Rohana, what pointers can you give us when picking fruit? You know, some people have no idea where to start to see if a melon is ready or a mango is ripe. What is your go-to tips when shopping?
Okay, so the rule of thumb is when you're shopping for fruit, you know you have to squeeze it a little bit to see if it's tender, if it's ripe. A lot of us that actually go to the stores and we see damaged fruit, we should actually stay away from the damaged fruit because there's bacteria even in the damaged fruit. So when you're squeezing it and you're checking if it's ripe, just be a little gentle with it so that you don't damage it for the next
time. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's the general rule. Also, like when you pick up the fruit and you can smell that it's fragrant, then you know that it's ripe. But when you smell it too fragrant, like a pungent smell, then you know that it's either it's overripe or it's starting to rot from inside.
All right, perfect, yes.
The other thing is that try to stick to seasonal fruits because a lot of us like certain fruits like throughout the year, but it's something that's not normal because fruits are seasonal. So the stores then try to keep up with demand and they keep these fruits in the freezer sections. And so when you go to buy it and you're paying an exorbitant price for it, and then you take it home, as it thaws out, it actually goes quite mushy. So the healthier and better option is to actually keep 2 years seasonal fruit. And then advice from me personally is when you're going to your fruit sections, don't go and buy the ready chopped up, diced up fruit in the panic. especially during the pandemic now, it's exposed, it's open, even though people may be using gloves, it's just a healthier form of keeping it whole instead of buying it diced up. And like even the watermelons that are cut in half in quarters, like you'd rather stay to a smaller watermelon that's whole than using that, as well as like for cross contamination, we don't know the policies in the store. So that's something else. And then I don't know if you know, like, pre-packed fruits look very tempting to buy because they look so lovely wrapped. Mm. But you don't realize that sometimes it depends on also the store, on how well the temperature is, like how chilled it is in the store. So it can steam up at the bottom and it can rot and you won't know. And when you get home, all that fruit is spoiled. So it's best for you to actually buy it from the loose bundles. So you can actually see which ones are nicer. And then when you're buying your fruit, if you want it to spread over a few days, which we generally do, I would suggest that you rather buy a slightly under-ripened fruit so that in the heat especially, it ripens over the few days to what you want it, instead of it going rotten in the next day or so.
Okay. And Rohana, when it comes to melons and spunspec, you know, many people have the problem, you know, oh, how do I know it's ripe? How do I choose a melon on a spunspec that's ripe? You know, if you look at the melon for that matter, you know, they say you must, in the middle, you must actually press it. If it's soft, it's basically
at
ripe,
the,
you know.
At the stem.
Or you can get, or you can get a nice smell, like you said, a pungent smell, you know. Mm-hmm. So give us some ideas on that. How do you know a melon or a spunspec is ripe?
So I'm actually that auntie that stands in the middle of the store and knocks on the watermelon. So everybody always looks at me because I'll pick it up into my ear and I'll knock it. And if I hear like a hollow echo sound coming back, that's actually when you know the melon is ready.
Okay.
All right. That's one trick.
Okay.
And like the second trick is, like I said, if you smell it fragrant, then it's ready. And if it's over-pungent, then you know it's starting to rot in water from the inside. That's also a trick that you can
use. Okay. And you know, on a lighter note, you know, Rohana and Kreja and Tihava, it was probably a couple of years back, you know, I went to a fruit and veg store, and, you know, this guy was actually picking up some mango. He was turning it this way and that way and, you know, asking the shopkeeper, now, is it ripe? Isn't it ripe? And I think, and he was pressing it, and I think the shopkeeper got a bit irritable. You know, he said, you know what, you're not a doctor, you're to examine the mango, you know? Like the note, yes. Okay, yes. Now, Rona, over the last few days, you have posted some really amazing summer recipes, you know. What has inspired you to try out fruit, a veggie in a different way, you know? Share that with us.
Okay, so my family, my mom and dad have are real fruit and veg lovers. Like, we've never had any meal without having a fruit in the day or without having vegetables in our food. So because of that, I have a love for it in general. And a lot of our people are very lazy to eat fruit and vegetables unless it's like the really juicy watermelon and mango. So it's for me to actually inspire people to show them that it's really nutritious and healthy, and it's actually very refreshing and tasty at the same time.
Okay. Now, Rohana, we have to ask you to tell us what a watermelon salad cake is, you know. I felt it's so different. You know, I've heard about a watermelon salad, yes. Mm-hmm. We've heard about watermelon juice. So tell us about the watermelon salad cake now, you know.
A watermelon salad cake is for those people that are trying to stay away from cake. But no, it's actually a very pretty display of fruit, if to put it in that way. So you basically just, you take the core of the rind of your watermelon and you try and you slice it into discs. So you can either have it as a one-layer cake or a double layer, as many stacks as you want. And you can even vary it in sizes. So as it stacks up, it looks like almost like a wedding cake. And then you can just arrange your fruit or your vegetables that pair well with the watermelon around the disc. And then you serve your dressing on the side. So in that way, it's actually a very fancy starter or a very fancy dessert. It's like a fruit platter on display.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Rohana, you know, before you actually love and leave us, you know, we'd like you to share one of your lovely recipes with us, and it's a Thai mango salad recipe with spicy Thai peanut sauce, you know. So please go ahead and share the recipe with us.
Okay, so the Thai style, a mango salad recipe has its own dressing, and then the spicy Thai peanut sauce is something that you can use as a dipping sauce.
I've seen that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Or you could even put it over your cooked chicken or fish or something like that. Okay, so the Thai mango salad, my recipe serves 2 to 3 people, so you can double it if you're more people. You need one large mango that's under-ripened, so it's slightly green, and then you finely julienne that. Then you need half of a long cucumber. I take the watery bit of the cucumber out, so it doesn't water the salad down.
Okay.
And then you julienne this as well. You need half of a red bell pepper. You de-seed this, and you finely julienne it as well. And then half of a small red onion, which you finely slice because you don't want the onion to be too pungent. A quarter cup of roasted peanuts that you also roughly chop. You don't have to roast your own peanuts. You can buy store-bought ones like the Safari brand. Mm-hmm. Fresh coriander chopped up as well. And you have optional ingredients like bean sprouts, or you can finely grate carrots. Also with the peanuts, you can put it into the salad directly, or you could leave it out to put over the top for a crunchy element. Mm-hmm. Okay, so your garnish is going to be chopped spring onions. And if you have black sesame seeds, that really makes the salad pop with the colors. Your dressing is 1 tablespoon of lime juice. You can either freshly squeeze a lime, or you can buy store-bought lime juice from like Woolworths. 1 tablespoon of soy sauce. 2 teaspoons of white vinegar. 1 teaspoon of sugar. And 1 fresh red chili slice. So for your dressing, all you have to do is mix the ingredients together and leave it in the fridge to chill when you need it. And the method for the salad is very simple. You just have to toss all your prepped ingredients in a bowl and then pour your dressing over before serving and toss it together. And then you just garnish it with your spring onions, your sesame seeds, and if you want, a little bit of nuts on the top.
And it is ideal to have, you know, you make it and you have it, consume it one time. Don't store in a fridge, am I right?
Gee, it's not best to have your mango sitting in, especially if you've got the dressing on it,
yes,
sitting in the fridge.
Okay.
Bacteria form and the mango will get ripe very quickly.
Okay. Please share with the spicy Thai peanut sauce. You know, this sounds tasty, you know.
Gee, okay. So this is a very yummy sauce to use if you're a person that likes chicken wings or clam chicken schnitzel, to pour over the sauce, to pour over the meat, or even to dip like raw vegetables in as a dipping sauce. So you need 2 tablespoons of creamy peanut butter, 1 tablespoon of soy sauce, 1 teaspoon of white vinegar, 1 tablespoon of sriracha sauce. If you don't have the sauce, you could use any other chili sauce. 2 teaspoons of sesame oil. Sesame oil is specific to Thai cuisine. If you don't have this, you could use ordinary oil.
Okay.
1 teaspoon of honey. 1 teaspoon of lime juice, 1/2 teaspoon of paprika, 1 tablespoon of crushed garlic, not the paste, crushed. It needs to have a grainy texture.
Okay.
1/2 teaspoon of ginger paste, and 1 teaspoon of water or more as needed.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't put salt into this recipe because the soy sauce is salty, but you could add salt in at the end if you want. You just need to whisk all of the ingredients together, except for the water. And once you see you have a nice and smooth consistency, it's ready. Otherwise, you could add in a teaspoon of water at a time to get it to a thinner consistency, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And this sauce doesn't freeze very well, so it's best for you to use it fresh, and it can stay in the fridge up to a week. And so you just pour it over your cooked, your grilled meat or your fish, or you dip your veggies in, or even make crispy potato wedges and dip it in, and it's very yummy.
It's a lovely tangy sauce as well.
Very yummy.
Very, very, very tasty, yes.
And if you're somebody that likes it more spicy, you can add more chili to it. I just, because the sriracha sauce has chili in it and it is chili sauce, that's why I didn't add in any additional chili.
Mm-hmm. One more question, Ruhana. What other unconventional dishes have you come up with recently that is a must try?
So I have a few that I've been doing for quite a while, and I am going to be posting it up on my Instagram page in this month. At the moment, cooked melon balls are a big phase. And so I use it in a lot of my mocktails. So I have a melon spritzer, a rainbow sangria. So you layer the fruits in a rainbow and you make your mocktail on top of that. Watermelon popsicles. So your sugar baby watermelons, those round ones.
Yes.
You cut it up into quarters and then you cut it up into even slices, like triangles. And you squeeze an ice cream stick into the rind. Mm. And then you dip it into a healthy chocolate sauce. So dark chocolate and coconut oil mixed together. And your watermelon must be chilled. And then you put it into this chocolate sauce and it gives it almost the same look, like a Magnum ice cream coating. And then you just sprinkle on a bit of nuts or dried fruit to give it a pretty look. And there's your healthy ice cream. Then there's also where I make compote with the fruit and then put it between cake or desserts. I puree the fruit and then make it into smoothie lollies.
Oh, lovely. Ideal for the kids now at home. Mm. In this heat wave, yes.
Very, very lazy to drink smoothies. So I find that the smoothie lollies refreshes me and it's also like a meal at the same time, like a healthy smoothie for breakfast. And then my son is very addicted to ice cream. So for those children that they need to control the sugar, he doesn't know he's having a healthy smoothie. He thinks it's ice cream.
Yeah, I think you need to be creative also, you know, come up with good ideas for the kids, you know. In that way, they actually can enjoy the fruit. Mm-hmm. You know, getting good vitamins out of fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then you can also do things like you take a whole fruit, like an apple, and you core out the center, mm-hmm. and you bake it or you poach it. And you can make a healthier, like, apple crumble tart, for example, by using the actual fruit instead of dough. So there's many ways in which you can use your fruit. You can use it as a fruit boat to make with your granola and yogurt for breakfast, as mm-hmm. a fancy breakfast. There's many different ways.
Yes, indeed, yes. Okay. Rouhana, jazakallah khair for joining us on Radio Islam and on the Household Express. Inshallah, we hope to have you back on the program again. And certainly always a pleasure to have you on the show. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam,
Jazakallah. Ameen, walaikum assalam. Well, that was Sister Rouhana Ibrahim, and you can follow her on Instagram at Mama Taught Me Well. So her Instagram page is at Mama Taught Me Well. All right, let's go for a very short break when we come.
She really has
lovely, absolutely
on
lovely.
On her Instagram page, I've seen the one that had a crusted spinach and feta chicken roulade. Oh, but it was something so, so yummy and something very different.
Very, very different indeed, yes.
She is really very creative.
Very creative, yes, yes. And let her grant lots and lots of barakah and blessings. Amen. Well, let's go for a very short break. When we come back, we're talking more about fruit as well. And Yahweh can tell us how to actually choose your fruits and your store your fruit as well. And we're also talking about unusual things you keep in the fridge, and we'd love to hear from you. So what unusual items do you keep in the fridge, and what's your favorite summer fruit? 072-786-1548 is a WhatsApp number. Stay tuned. And welcome back. Well, today we're talking about unconventional ways to use summer fruits. We're also going to be talking a bit about unusual things you keep in the fridge, and we welcome any of your cooking or baking questions or concerns. Our WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548. So, Diava, tell us more about fruits, the summer fruits.
Okay. Taking the fruit that we've just heard from Sister
Rouhana,
mm-hmm. right? She gave us a good talk on fruit. I'm going to just add to it, and we're going to talk about the nutritional value, the way fruit is put to uses in our kitchen, in our homes, and how to store the fruit. First of all, as it was mentioned, fruit is seasonal. It comes in various parts of the year, and it has different times and seasons. Mm. At that particular time, they are plentiful, they are colorful, they have a fragrant smell, and when on display, they look very attractive.
Mm.
So it can be put onto your dinner table or lunch table, etc. And if you have the time, which most housewives do, they can be cut up into fancy shapes and put onto the table. It can be eaten at any time of the day, night or night. Fruit plays an important role in our healthy diet, and it plays an important part in having a well-balanced diet, because it is low in calories and fat, but high in fiber. They also contain health and enhancing plant compounds, such as antioxidants, and are rich in minerals and vitamins. Mm-hmm. So it does play an important role. Some people even go on a fruit diet.
Yes.
Like we've heard the grape diet.
Mm.
You do it, I think, for 8 or 10 days or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's not very safe because you can collapse.
Yes.
Yeah, it's because you're just having fruit all the time.
All the time,
yeah.
Yes.
So it's not quite healthy. You need the other vitamins and food properties like proteins, etc. There are various forms of fruit that you can find and purchase. They can appear as fresh fruit, dried fruit, canned fruit, crystallized in sugar, juices, jams, jellies, and they can also be used to decorate fresh cream cakes.
Mm.
And they look very attractive. Experts recommend that fruit in the diet improves the individual's overall well-being and helps in various diseases like the heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, and it also is good for people that may be having cancer. So fruit is very important like that. All the fruit are very healthy and they are used in many ways in our homes. And if you got a very, very imaginative flea with you, then you can find that you can produce and place the fruit in various different ways. Regarding the common fruit, it can be consumed before or after meals. It was found that fruit and its derivatives, such as fruit juice, etc., contains polyphenols. Now, polyphenols have an antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory property. These shield the body from the free radicals. I'll explain what is free radicals a little later, and other molecules that cause inflammation, as these enemies are produced by the body when you have a very unhealthy or unbalanced meal. So the fruit you take in after that will break down these molecules, which are the enemies. It was also found that the flavonoids in fresh fruit, especially fresh orange juice, acts as a scavenger in the body, and they get rid of the free radicals. You also find that antioxidants such as naringin and hesperin found in fresh fruit help to neutralize oxidative stress and inflammation generated by an unhealthy meal, and it prevents the damage of blood vessels and capillaries. Now, the capillaries are the very fine blood vessels that you can see sometime on your hand.
Yes.
Right. Naringin is found in citrus fruit, like grapefruit, oranges, all the citrus fruit, etc. These flavonoids are refreshing, and they are strengthening the capillary walls, purifying the body, and it also promotes or helps with weight loss. That is why you can go on a grape diet, but don't take it too far. It is also effective on the effective for flu symptoms, like if you're having a flu-y kind of feeling, like a blocked nose, throat, etc., then you have a few pieces of pineapple, which is also good because it can rid yourself of the flu symptoms. And now with this pandemic that we are going through, sometimes we don't know whether we're having the flu or we have the COVID.
Oh, yes, it's true.
So it is best to keep some of these fruits at home and take it as needed. If you have postprandial stress, that is, one should consume purple fruit like blueberries, black plums, grapes, etc. Postprandial stress occurs in a person that expects a bit too much. You know, the expectations are high.
Okay.
So to prevent them from overstressing, you have some of these fruit, and it helps to lessen the stress symptoms. When you take I said I was going to explain to you what is a free radical. A free radical is a molecule which the body produces after a meal. Now, a molecule must attach itself to another molecule. So what these free radicals are really naughty radicals, they attach themselves to your food. And if you have an unbalanced meal that is too fatty or has too much carbohydrates, like chips, for example, mm-hmm. then these free radicals attach themselves to that, and then they destroy the excess fat and excess carbohydrates, which can put up your sugar. Okay? Mm-hmm. The free radicals build up in the cell, and they cause damage to the other molecules like the DNA, the fats, and the protein. It is preferable that fruit should be eaten before a meal or hours after a meal. Because it contains fiber, it helps reduce absorption of simple sugars, thereby reducing... Because they contain fiber, it helps to reduce absorption of simple sugars, thereby reducing sugar levels in the body. Fruit in between meals stimulates the androgens and produces insulin. Therefore, it stimulates hunger. For example, I've experienced this also. You overeat on a certain meal, and then you're going to have an apple. Because the apple is acidy, it will break down the food quickly, and then you get hungry even quicker. So it's got its good points and it's got its bad points. But fruit on the whole is very, very healthy. You can make many dishes with fruit. You can make tarts, pies, cheesecake, punch, cobblers, yogurt and strawberries, or yogurts and blueberries, and they are very, very healthy after a meal, especially the yogurt and the berries, if you are lazy to make yourself a smoothie.
And a lot of people say have your fruit before you have your meal.
Yes.
Lots of them have it before because of the fiber content.
Yes.
And the sugars in fruit is a simple sugar like glucose, fructose, and dextrose.
Okay.
And these simple sugars are absorbed by the body immediately. They do not go through any processes, like if you were having a potato, for example, which is high in carbohydrates. So if you are having a potato, the body has to work a little hard to break down and reduce the carbs to simple sugars, where the body can absorb it without having any difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
And fruit for diabetic people.
Thank you, Auntie Abba. I had a question.
For diabetic people, sometimes it's harmful when the fruit is oversweet, like grapes, for example.
Mm.
Right? So you must limit your intake of fruit. Don't overdo it because it tastes nice, because you're going to suffer a little after that with dry mouth and other symptoms of diabetes. So that's more or less what I found out.
And you know what? Everybody has their different ways of having fruit. Like after rice, you want watermelon, you know? Because it's like so cooling. It's like all your... and your rice, you know, doesn't sit on the chest. Really refreshing.
It goes down,
And then, you know, talking about mangoes, I'm sure so many people actually have the mango juice and puri.
Oh, it's too yummy.
It's a meal on its own.
Or even with a little bit of rice.
The mango juice and puris, it's very nice. And when you're making your puri, you can put a lot of crushed green chilies in, make it a bit strong. It's very, very nice. So for all those who actually love mango juice and puri, just tell us, you know, how you consume it. Is it your favorite, not your favorite? You can WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. And also, you know, if you look at the people actually have this talent and this creativity on them, they actually carve fruit
beautiful
out of it. Beautiful. Actually take a whole watermelon and take out all the water and have fruit carving. Beautiful.
Oh, so lovely, yes.
Absolutely beautiful. All right. Okay, let's talk about a little bit about unusual things you keep in the fridge. I think one thing I know, the ladies keep lots of makeup in the fridge.
Really? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Lipsticks and eye cream. You find now in this hot weather your eye cream or even your normal face cream. It's very soft, so you keep it in the fridge.
So it stays nice and firm, I suppose.
Some people can keep sun cream in the fridge, you know. And even rolling pin, if you're making your pastries, your stainless steel dishes. And I know I keep my Tasty Wheat and some of my chili powder.
Yeah, no, you must.
Because you have to put it in the fridge.
Don't get weevils.
And then some people can keep candles in the fridge.
wire candle.
Candles, especially in hot weather.
It tends to become soft. It even bends in some cases.
Because of the wax.
In this heat.
And then also like a, what do they call it, a teething, where the babies have those teething...
Teething gel.
Mm. You keep it in the fridge, you know. And even fresh cut flowers.
Some people keep it in the fridge. Right at the bottom.
Okay. Let's go for a short break now. When we come back, we're taking all your questions or concerns and we're sharing with you two lovely recipes. It's a China fruit salad recipe and a honey and mustard chicken strip. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Let's go on to the recipe segment of the program and I'm going to hand you over now to Auntie Karecha with the lovely recipes.
Okay, so for the first one, it's going to be a China fruit salad recipe. Very simple and tasty. The ingredients goes as this: pineapples cubed chunky, peppers diced, red onions sliced, nachos segmented, green dania chopped, and assorted China fruits, not the red and colored ones. You assemble all that together and then you make a dressing. The dressing goes as this: a Mrs. Paul's chutney about 1/4 cup, brown sugar 2 tablespoons, and then you make a vagar. I added badam, dill and sunflower seeds.
Mm.
It's a very nice and refreshing salad.
Mm-hmm. Especially in this weather, you know.
It is nice in this weather.
Okay. Then another nice recipe, indicator, it's a honey and mustard chicken strips. Ideal for this heat wave, you know.
I see it sounding
so
really
with chips
nice.
And pita yes. and salad.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, for that honey and mustard chicken strips recipe, you need 500 grams of chicken fillet cut into strips, a tablespoon of Dijon mustard, 2 tablespoons of soft honey, a tablespoon of crushed garlic, a fresh grind of black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of red chili powder, 3 heaped tablespoons of thick plain yogurt, salt as required, and 150 grams of breadcrumbs. Now for your method, you marinate your chicken strips in all the ingredients except the breadcrumbs for a few hours. You dip it in breadcrumbs. You allow to stand for 1/2 hour for optional results. Fry in hot shallow oil until done. To ensure a moist chicken, do not overfry. Serve with Peronese, mayonnaise or honey and mustard sauce. And mixed mustard sauce and mayo is really good also. And you can add an extra dash of chili and honey.
Mm-hmm.
Like Amara said, you can serve it with pita and chips. It's a meal on its own.
Even if you take your salad, your lettuce, and your small mini tomatoes, your cucumber,
feta, whatever,
yes. And your pineapple piece, you have like a chicken salad.
Salad. Oh, it's very yummy. Very
and nice. If you run short of breadcrumbs, for example, it does happen.
Yes, it does happen.
What you can do is take about... 2 tablespoons of corn flour, mazita, and take about 3 tablespoons of self-raising flour.
Okay.
Mix the two together, then dip your chicken strips in that and shallow fry.
Yes. Even the southern fry coating also is very good. It works just as well.
It's very nice, but there you need to watch your salt.
Yes.
Because that's very salty.
Salty. Mm.
So you need to watch your salt.
So you must omit salt.
You can maybe put a little bit.
Yeah.
If you're going to be using that southern fried, then just put a little bit of salt.
Salt, yes.
Yes. You can always add on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, we've got lots of questions here. This one says, please help Amara or Auntie Karecha or Diava. I need to confirm the stork baked naan katai recipe. Is it 500 grams stork, 1 cup caster sugar, 1 teaspoon of ilachi, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, and 1.5 teaspoons bicarb, and 3 cups flour.
It is 500 grams of stock margarine.
The right amount.
Okay, so that is correct, sister. Okay. And then she says, secondly, I don't have self-raising flour. How many teaspoons of baking powder or bicarb must I use for 1 cup flour?
For 1 cup of flour, you use 7 mils of...
Is it seven mils
of baking powder to make your self-raising flour.
Okay.
You can't make self-raising flour with bicarb.
7 mils is almost about
1 teaspoon and another 2
mils. Little bit extra.
So it's good to have your measuring cup.
Yeah. So your measuring spoons.
Measuring spoons, I'm sorry, yes.
One
that,
5 mil measuring spoon and 1 2 mil. You get that on the set of measuring spoons.
All right, okay. Let's go to our other messages here. Yeah, we've got plenty. All right, this one says... Okay. Salams, I bought a box of overripe tomatoes and liquidized it. Please advise on storage.
Okay.
Normally,
what I do with them is I liquidize the tomatoes and then you put it in a pot to boil. But you have to boil it till all the water is out. And then you pack it in your containers, whatever you want, in your ice trays or your containers, and let it cool and freeze it. But it stays really very nice. It's super
fun. So you have to boil it.
You have to burn out the water.
Yes. You see what happens, or else you're going to get a really waterish results of tomato when you freeze it, because all the water is still in the tomato.
No, I'm asking because what happens if you liquidize your tomatoes with tomato puree and then freeze it?
It still doesn't work because the water content is still in the tomatoes. So you have to give it that boil till the water burns out.
What happens when you liquidize tomatoes and you leave it to stand? Mm. The pulp rises to the top.
Yes.
And the water settles at the
exactly,
bottom.
Exactly. Yes.
So by boiling it, then you're boiling out the water and it all becomes one consistency, softish consistency.
Very true.
Look at this picture somebody sent, how they carved out fruit.
Oh, beautiful.
My God.
That's beautiful.
Lovely. Beautiful. To the listener who sent this, you know, it's absolutely beautiful. And what creativity, you know, and it all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's gifted to that person, you know.
It's true.
Whoever carved all this fruit, absolutely beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, you know.
And she got a lot of time.
Oh, and it's very time consuming. Okay, this one says, okay, assalamu alaikum. Those that are lucky to have fruit trees, if it drops through wind, etc., peel and collect in a 2-liter container makes yummy juice. It's also easy to collect and put away daily mangoes instead of collecting a big pile and cleaning. For those who have fruit trees, yes. All fruits that are spoiling, collect and freeze. You may need to add some juice, cordial, and some fruits discolor. Even the watermelon, you can scrape till where the white begins and make lovely juices.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, now that's a great tip for all those who have fruit trees.
Jazakallah
for sharing to the listener. All right, this one, Antigraja, I think this one is going to give it for you.
Uh-huh.
Assalamu alaikum. I keep mendi in the fridge. Oh, yes, I forgot about the mendi.
Oh, yes, it stays very nice in the fridge.
Then she says, I need to cook for 20 people. If I'm making chicken akhni, how many chickens and how many cups of rice would I need?
Okay, normally when you're making akhni, you're using 1 chicken, 5 people can eat from there, and 3 cups of rice. So that's the ratio of the meal. So you need at least about 4 chickens and about 12 cups of rice.
Right, okay. And coming back to the tomatoes are quite cheap now.
They are.
I found tomatoes are cheap.
20 rand, I think, at the corners where they were selling.
Yeah, in a chop shop,
tomatoes.
Yes.
But they were so lovely tomatoes.
Very firm.
I bought them and they were lovely. And they were nice and red. And you know, they were the top quality ZZ2 brand. Mm-hmm. So it was very worth it for people to buy it, honestly.
To buy it, yes. Mm-hmm. I even seen green beans are nice and cheap.
Also very cheap. Yes.
One of the stores, a whole big box of green beans.
And you know, it freezes very well, the beans.
You need to just cut it up nicely and freeze it.
It stays
put
so
it into
nice.
Packets, yes. Only I find that green beans take a bit longer to cook. So I think you need to put boiling water on of it.
I normally, when I cut it up, I just freeze it like that and I cook.
No, I freeze it,
yes.
And then when you want to cook it, I put a bit of boiling water over it.
Yes, maybe then it will...
But if you cook it on low heat, and you don't need to put water,
nice.
It cooks very quickly.
I don't ever put water in it.
I don't ever add water
nice,
also.
Yes.
All right. And, yes, okay. And, Java, what's your favorite summer fruit?
I like the yellow cling peaches.
Lovely.
I love those. Because you can do so much with that. You can bottle them.
Yes.
You can make jam. You can make a peach upside down cake.
Upside down pudding.
Or you can use a pineapple instead of peach if you don't have. So it's quite a versatile fruit, can lend itself to many recipes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Auntie, how about yours?
Mine is definitely, oh, I love watermelon. Mangoes,
leeches,
the nectarines, oh, they are so many.
You're going to get last of the mangoes now, you know. Mm. So it's nice.
You get this this sensation mango that, you know, that gives that beautiful smell. Mm. Oh, that mango is just something else. The other day when I went to the fruit shop and I asked the guy how much is it, he told me it was almost 350 rand.
Oh my gosh. It looks like a long green one.
It's got a beautiful smell. It's called,
is that the one
sensation
from Pakistan?
Yes, I don't know what is the other name for it. It's got another name
I
also.
Know. Mm-hmm.
But, they call it Pairi.
Okay.
It's a fiery mango, but it comes out only at a certain time now that you find it, and then it's finished. The season's over very quickly.
The best mangoes come from Zanin.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
The best mangoes come from Zanin.
Yeah.
Yes. Lovely, that, yes. And even leeches, you know, come from Zanin. Lovely.
Beautiful. Mm.
Even the watermelon is very
the
sweet.
Cherries are so nice to see.
Cherries, I didn't see much cherries. I think
they're out. They're out already.
Yeah,
and
they're out.
They
just come
out
for a little while and they're gone again.
They were very lovely.
Those big cherries.
Those lovely. Yes. Well, Richard, we'll leave it for you for today. Inshallah, back with another inspiring program next week and a lovely guest we got next week. So you can watch out our post on social media for our special guest next week. Jazakallah, Auntie Hafa, Jazakallah, Auntie Khadija. Jazakallah to all listeners who SMS and WhatsApp. And also Jazakallah to our producer Mumtaz for all the hard work she puts
all
in
the
it.
Hard work.
And our engineer, yeah. Naeem, Mulana Naeem. Well, inshallah, next week, back again with another lovely program, inshallah. If Allah tells our worlds, yes, Allah to grant ease and strength to the Ummah, whoever's going through trials and difficulties. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Well, from me, Amara, Auntie Khadija, Auntie Hawa, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.